Love is at the heart of our service today. Love is at the heart of our worship. It's why we are here today. And God loves each one of you so much that if he carried a wallet, your photograph would be inside it. That's how much God loves you this morning. And I pray that by the time you come to leave church today, that you will really know God's love, not just in your head, but feel his love in your heart. Any love that we have inside of us, any love that we have for one another, for our families, for our friends, that love does not have its source or origin in ourselves, but in God. It is God who pours his love into our hearts.
Morning, all. Well, as if we haven't guessed it already, today is a very special day for the Evans family. Claire, Jamie, Katie, Hannah, and little Lydia are here for the dedication of Hannah and Lydia. Katie's probably forgotten this, but she has already had her service of dedication. Claire and Jamie want to say thank you to our God, who has blessed them with these precious girls. And equally, they want to publicly commit to raising their young family in the Christian way. And as their church family, we too have our part to play. Well, we say thank you for lots of things, don't we? Thanks for dinner. Thanks for taking me to the cinema. And for some of us might just go, oh, thanks for a cup of tea. And sometimes we are given presents. Birthday presents. Well done at school presents. Christmas presents. Well, can you imagine not saying thank you for them? Of course not. Just for a few moments, I'd like you to turn to the people that you're seated near and have a chat about presents that you've particularly liked, and also, just for naughtiness, those that you've absolutely hated. And I'll start you off. And I should have learnt from this, but my husband, for our first wedding anniversary, gave me a Black & Decker workmate. I'll leave that there. I'm not married anymore, but... So just for a few minutes, just have a chat amongst yourselves. Okay. Shall we all come back together again? Alan's got the roving mic. Yay. Would anybody like to share with us either or? Well, you know, they're bad gifts and they're good gifts. We'd love to hear. Anybody? Yep, up here, Alan.
I know what I get with that. Oh, sorry,
then. I like the present I got on my 9th birthday that was a Lego house. And I hate some of my dad's food that he makes.
Oh. Do you need to add anything to that?
Well, no.
Anybody else? Over here?
I got a knitted hat and scarf and glove set from my nan one year for my birthday, which was given in love, but I hated it. It's my own fault because my mum had got one for her birthday, and while everyone else was sniggering, going, oh, that's disgusting, I was going, oh, nan, that's really lovely. Yeah.
What's the moral of the story there, Jacqueline? Yeah,
be careful what you say.
Yeah. Any more? At the back. Kathy, please. Get the exercise in.
I For about 2 decades, I was dropping very large, very clear hints of what I wanted for my 60th birthday, and I got it, which was a hot air balloon ride. It was fantastic.
Anybody else? Yep, Jacqueline's at the back.
One of the most amazing presents I had was on my 60th too, and that was with my daughter. She treated me for a climb up Sydney Bridge in Australia, and that was absolutely amazing.
Thank you. And Jo, did you? Oh, Jo's at the front. Come on. Today. Come on.
Well, this isn't one that I personally received, but when my youngest daughter was quite young, we bought her a beautiful blue Smurf. And she hated it. She hated it so much that she went to our friends who live next door, and we've got their friend's mum. Looks a bit like a Smurf, actually. Anyway, that's by the by. She gave it away. She said, I've had this today, but I don't like it. She gave it away, this lovely blue Smurf.
Are there any children who'd like to tell us anything? No? Yes? No? Okay. I think that's it. Thanks. Oh, Anne. Yes, Anne. Yeah, of course.
There we are, Anne.
I've got a question. But I still got my desk. My daddy got me for my school kid. I got it. It's still at the roof.
Oh.
School table.
Oh,
school day table for school.
That's really lovely.
I've still got it. I just want it downstairs. I see it every day.
Oh, well, we'll see. The roof. Somebody can help you with that, Anne, maybe? Yeah? You all right? All right. All right. Anne, we'll see if we can do something about that. Thank you for that. Now, some people prefer to give presents rather than receive them. I'm a bit like that myself. I do like to see, especially a present that I really feel certain is going to hit the spot. I actually love to see that. And we have a God like that. A God who showers us in gifts 24 hours a day, every day, always has and always will. So constant, in fact, that we don't even notice most of the time. Light of the new day, food to eat, people to play with, people to talk to, family, a bed to sleep in, and the dark night to help us sleep. I'm personally very thankful to have a home of my own, good food, times of good health, really good friends, children I adore, and the greatest I am grateful for is the best present giver ever, who is Jesus Christ. Now, way back in early biblical times, it was common practice to give your first child to God's service. Now, I'm not suggesting anything, Claire, but as a sign of gratitude. Over 1,000 years ago, before Jesus was born, 1,000 years ago, there was a devout woman called Hannah, and she was desperate for a child. She prayed, she prayed, she prayed, and still no child. But finally, she conceived. And she gave birth to a rather important chap called Samuel. But she was so grateful. She did what was normal for the time, and that was to give her child to the service of the church. Now, can you imagine doing that? Does that remind you of someone else who gave their child? And sometimes, though, we do need to be careful. Sometimes people can give you a gift as a form of bribery. So, as an example, I might say, Alan, I'm going to give you a present, but only if you do the garden first. Or, I've
Sarah. Sarah, I'll take you out to dinner, but only if we go to my favourite place. Nice one. But when God gives us gifts, he never asks for a payback. God gave the best gift of all, which was his son. And he gave his son to give us another chance, to set us free and give us unfettered access to God. And now what a great present that is. And we know how much of a gift our children are. They are, without doubt, the most precious and valuable. They're priceless. And they are most definitely not given as a bribe. God never says, in exchange for your baby, I want you to give me. All he asks is for us and our children to come close to him. And to love others, love ourselves, and love our God. So I finish by saying how important it is to be thankful to him, for him. He will not just give us the children, but he will give us everything we need to bring our children up successfully. And today, Jamie and Claire will be giving a special thanks for his most perfect of gifts. Amen.